It is an atmosphere from which living stimulating influences have been excluded, from which stimulating and vigorous personalities are now being carefully eliminated, and in which dull, prosaic men prevail invincibly. The explanation of the inert commonness of Kappa's schoolboy lies not in his having learnt this or not learnt that, but in the fact that from 7 to 20 he has been in the intellectual shadow of a number of good-hearted, sedulously respectable, conscientiously manly, conforming, well-behaved men who never, to the knowledge of their pupils and the public at any rate, think strange thoughts, do imaginative or romantic things, pay tribute to beauty, laugh carelessly, or countenance any irregularity in the world. All erratic and enterprising tendencies in him have been checked by them and brought at last to nothing, and so he emerges a mere residuum of decent minor dispositions. The dullness of the scholastic atmosphere, the grey, intolerant mediocrity that is the natural or assumed quality of every upper-class schoolmaster, is the true cause of the spiritual etiolation of Kappa's young friend. Now, it is a very grave thing, I know, to bring this charge against a great profession, to say, as I do say, that it is collectively and individually dull. But someone has to do this sooner or later. We have restrained ourselves and argued away.